This is James Smith from Dalworth Clean. We go back with Neil Sperry since the early 80s. We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Oh, thank you, James, very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. It's our third hour for this Sunday morning, third and final hour. We're here every Sunday from 8 until 11. This afternoon at 1:30, I'm going to be selling the pens that I make as a fundraiser for Serenity High. I will be selling them at Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco, and that is 2 miles north of Highway 121 and a couple miles south of Main Street on Coit Road. They're on Coit, 2 miles north of 121. I'll bring Woods 150 pens, including several from the Century Oak at Texas A&M. There's a composite photograph that I put on my Facebook page last night showing how I make a pen, and it happens to feature a piece of wood from the Century Oak, and I have that pen sitting right beside me on my desk this morning as I broadcast. I also have wood from the Battle Oaks on the UT campus, TCU Live Oak near Amon Carter, SMU Ash from the Bush Library site, Old Main Oak from Baylor, the historic oak, it's now gone. I have wood from a library cart at the Ohio State University Library, Treaty Oak in Austin, Grounds of the Alamo, National Champion Mesquite, Goose Island Live Oak, which is the oldest tree in Texas, molding from the Texas State Capitol, walnut from Gettysburg, olive from Bethlehem, mahogany given to me by Byron Nelson in person. I also have the 50,000-year-old wood from the ancient Kauri Forest in New Zealand, and just a lot more, 150 pens. I'll go through them at 1:30. I'll explain all of them. That will be in Frisco at Shades of Green Nursery on Coit, 2 miles north of 121, the Rayburn Tollway. And I'll be there at 1:30, and I'll stay in as long as I have customers. Tomorrow at 4, same thing, at Covington's in Rowlett. And they are on the north side, northbound access road of President George Bush Turnpike, and just north of Highway 66, which is Lakeview Parkway. Covington's in Rowlett tomorrow at 4, and at Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco today at 1:30. And all the proceeds go to the nation's only public high school that's a recovery high school, and that is Serenity High in McKinney. We are joined right now by Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum, where he is the senior director of the gardens. And Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Your email said, "I'm ready for a freeze," and I think you're going to be really ready tomorrow. I hope you're ready. Hope you have everything. Yeah. And what are the benefits of a freeze, Jimmy? Why would you ever say that?
Well, there's just a few plants that are still looking good that are hanging on that I really need them to go to sleep, get rid of some of our insect problems, and actually I hope we have some of a winter this year. But for the most part, I'm just ready because it's time for the garden to go to bed.
Yeah, I'll bet. And everything has a change, a season. It is very important to our plants that they stair-step down in temperatures, and this is going to be a pretty harsh cold spell. I hope that plants come through okay. It could be worse if it went down to the mid-teens or to 10 or something. After all this warm weather we've had, then that would be devastating. I think we're going to be all right, but it's important that people water soon today before this all blows in, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, and you're going to talk about some plants. By the way, our son, when he heard that some new evenings had been opened up for Chihuly, quickly bought tickets, and they came on Friday, and they loved it. And we're going to talk about Chihuly in a minute, and I notice you're talking about daytime discounts, which tells me something. We'll come to that. tell me about hellebores and Lenten roses by other names.
I have been growing hellebores, or Lenten roses as commonly called, for quite a while now, and it's actually one of my favorite kind of early spring, late winter flowering plants for shade. Have done exceptionally well for us, and we probably have 200 or 300 different cultivars at the arboretum. There's really not a bad one out there. Just kind of pick one in a color you like, but like shade, use it underneath where you plant hostas or ferns. Here as evergreen, I do recommend kind of tidying up the old foliage right when the flowers come out, and they usually come out mid-February, and most of the world at the time for us, they're usually up late January, early February, as soon as we have a warm spell there. And I actually have a couple trying to flower now. Flowers are in white, green, purple, pink. You can buy singles, double ones, bicolor ones. And I really think the best way to buy them is to buy them online, because you can pick the variety and color you want. But a little expensive, but they live a very, very long time. Make a great cut flower. They'll last about 8 weeks in water. But one of the tricks I also tell people is don't deadhead the flowers and let them reseed in your garden. You'll end up having lots of free ones. They're pretty prolific little plants.
Is that pink frost, the one you have in your photo that you sent me?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, pink frost is pretty. Boy, that's nice. That has a lot more color than some of them do, doesn't it?
A lot of the new breeding really has heavy flowers, and they're more upright. The old ones, you got one or two flowers that kind of hung down. You kind of had to reach down and grab the plant and turn the flowers up to see them. But mm-hmm. if you go online, you can find some of the newer cultivars that really have large flowers that bloom in mass, actually are really attractive.
We have two or three nurseries in town that do have a pretty good supply, and I'm going to be I'm not either. I thought I was going to be mentioning one in an ad coming up here, but it's Arborological Services. They don't exactly sell hellebores. But you will find them in a couple of nurseries in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. What companies do you like online for them?
Plant Delights carries a lot. A new online company that I like a lot and know the owner of is greatgardenplants.com. I think his website looks a little cheesy, but actually they ship really large plants for a good price.
All right, greatgardenplants.com, and then Plant Delights in, where are they, North Carolina?
I know
they are your default, really. I imagine their website is your wallpaper on your computer. Now, where do you have hellebores primarily? I know they're down in, is that the Boswell Garden they're in?
They're in the Boswell Garden, the Women's Garden, the phase two of it, the newest part of the Women's Garden. Mm-hmm. There's actually a huge collection. My personal collection, my old house, is now planted in the Lay Ornamental Garden. So You can find them pretty much any garden we have shade.
All right. Artistry of the Nativity, 300 nativities decorated, are decorating the DeGaulle, your home, and our son and his girls and family came in to see them, and he said they're just beautiful. That's something that's kind of a Christmas tradition for you guys, isn't it?
Absolutely. Every year we try to do a different little theme in there. This year we're back to Nativity. We do the Nutcrackers one year and Santa's one year. This year is Nutcrackers. If you come on the weekends, we have photo op Santa and Rudolph and Frosty photo ops, and have a live reindeer again there this year from 12 to 4.
All right. And that is on weekends, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's on weekends. Now, let's talk about Chihuly. So you got daytime discounts.
Daytime discounts for Chihuly. We are sold out for nights at this moment, so there'll be no more Chihuly nights unless you can beg someone to sell you their ticket. But Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays until December 19th, 9 to 5 daytime, we have $5 off. Regular admission, all ages. And if you go online, you can actually print out a parking ticket discount coupon for $5 parking. So you can come visit the garden for $10 or less.
That's cool. I know that you have added some evenings, and those are also sold out then. Everything's sold out that fast.
Okay. Yes, we always added five.
You need to add an eighth day of the week, Jimmy. That's what you need to do.
Eighth night.
Can you imagine StubHub with Chihuly tickets? I like the thought. All right, how does somebody find the Dallas Arboretum?
We're at 8525 Garland Road, and that's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. Just take I-30 over to Grand Avenue, go north, and we'll be on the left-hand side after the White Rock Dam, or go south on Garland Road, and just look for the green signs that say Dallas Arboretum.
And folks, you might say, how can a 66-acre garden sell out of tickets? And the reason is parking. There's just no way to get people parked. I know that from having been out there when it was just right at that same level. All right, the 24-hour information number, Jimmy.
214-515-6500.
And the website?
DallasArboretum.org.
9 to 5, 7 days a week, except you will be off on Christmas and New Year's and next Thanksgiving. Those are your three times off. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Nick.
Take care, Jimmy. Jimmy Turner, Dallas Arboretum, Arborological Services, the sponsor, the experts that your trees deserve. They've been serving the DFW area with the finest in tree care way back in 1981, 31 years, almost 32. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists, college degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters, and two other people have been selected as Texas Arborists of the Year. They've won the Texas Tree Climbing Championship 21 out of the 31 times that it's been held. Oh my, how could you possibly dial up anybody else's number for tree service? These people are humble about what they do. They are professional. They are beady-eyed serious about trees. Whether it's routine maintenance of your trees or heroic saving of valuable trees, these are the best people to contact. Cabling and bracing for winter ice or spring winds, yes, they do that. If you want to have lightning arrest details added to your trees, they can do that. If you want to have a consultation or testimony, they have people who can do that for you. That's just about, they cover the whole area. Arborological Services in the Dallas area, please reach them at 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. In the Fort Worth area, 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. On the web, it's arborological.com. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., and Twitter at The Tree Experts. It's Arborological Services, arborological.com.
Neil Sperry writes for more than 20 Texas newspapers, and his Complete Guide to Texas Gardening is one of America's all-time best-selling gardening references. Once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Mary. Let's go back to the phone lines to Paul in McKinney. Paul, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Paul. Okay, he's line one. Line one. All right, Paul, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. How can I help you?
Well, I've got 7 acres out by Blue Ridge, Texas, and it's pasture land. Mm-hmm. And right now, it's so cracked up, it's black gumbo. You can stick your hand almost to your elbow in some of the cracks. And I'm putting a house out there. I'm going to be building a house out there, and I'm wanting to find out what's going to be the best way to get grass to grow in this pasture land.
All right, you're not going to have a 7-acre lawn, I assume, right?
No. Yeah. No. We're going to basically have an acre worth of grassland, and then the rest of it's going to be pasture.
Yeah, that's kind of what we did. We live in rural Collin County, and with 11 acres, and I decided, all right, I've got to have a dividing line. I'm not going to maintain 11 acres. I'll clean it and clear part of it, but my lawn is going to be a defined area, and so I found a natural change in the grade and turned that into a retaining wall. And above the wall is non-irrigated or lightly, occasionally, maybe once a summer, irrigated, and the rest of the area is my yard or my landscape. Something like that will help you. I think common Bermuda grass, it's called common.
Right.
If you go in to buy the seed, that's what they're going to know, or you can actually buy sod of common Bermuda. I think that's your best answer.
Is there anything to do to the soil? Do I need to till it? I mean, it is so hard out there.
Well, you don't plant until May. And okay. it's there's a good bit of detail to it. You want to, I'll give you the quick version of it, but you do a little reading between now and then. But yes, you need to cultivate. Bermuda seed is extremely tiny. And so when you're ready to plant the seed, I would recommend that you spray the entire area, the entire acre, with a glyphosate. The original Roundup would be the best example, most common. That's just glyphosate. There's nothing else in it. A gallon of it in the concentrate form, I believe, covers an acre. I can't remember, but read the label.
Okay.
It's, I think, 40 or 42% active ingredient. And that will get rid of all the existing vegetation. 10 days later, this is in May, 10 days later, you would rototill or cultivate in some way down maybe 2 or 3 inches. You don't have to go very far. You're just trying to break the crust. You want it to be as fine as possible. Then you sow the seed at the rate of 2 to 4 pounds per 1,000 square feet. An acre is 40 square feet, so you need somewhere between 80 and 160 pounds of seed. The seed is very tiny, so you mix it with equal amounts of cornmeal that you buy at the grocery store, and then put it out with your spreader. That will disperse it. It's kind of like Hamburger Helper. It just extends it. And then you have to water lightly a couple times a day, or if it's in May, maybe once per day, but only for a few minutes, 3 or 4 minutes per area. And you hope it all gets established. You'll always have some washouts. You'll always have some areas that are dry and where you lose the little seedlings. So you want to have a little extra seed on hand just to fill those in. That's the short version of it.
Or any kind of fertilizer?
No, it's got to grow in the soil that you have, and you'll fertilize it after you mow it the second time. Like I say, it takes hours to explain how to start a new lawn, and I can't do that all here. In my book, Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, which is widely available in libraries, and you can just read that at the bookstore if you want to, that part of it. But it explains all of what I just did in much more detail.
What is the best tree for that type of soil. We're looking for, there is no shade whatsoever.
I have seven that I list as the best of the big shade trees, and I would take one of them away from you, and I'll tell you why. The six that I would recommend would be, four of them would be oaks. These are all well adapted to Blue Ridge, Texas. I'm very familiar with Blue Ridge. That would be live oak, Schumard red oak, chinkapin oak, and burr oak. And then cedar, elm, and pecan would also be very good. Pecan only if you have good deep soil. Chinese pistachio in an urban setting, but I think bringing something that is not native to the area into a big area like that makes it look more contrived. I like to use plants that probably people are used to seeing when they drive down the rural areas. I would have eastern red cedar as privacy, the native red cedar. Paul, I got to run. I'm way behind on my first break for this hour, but that's a good start for you. Yeah, you betcha. And you might want to consider our landscape school. That'd be perfect for you. All right. Let me tell you right now, I'll just tell you about the landscape school briefly. And that's coming up on Saturday, January 26th. And it's exactly like what we're talking about there. If he wants to landscape his front yard, that would be a project that we would teach him how to do and how to do it to scale. And I'll tell you more about that in just a few minutes. Right now, though, I want to tell you about my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar, the fact that this makes a wonderful Christmas gift, or it's just a really handy reference tool for you. If you're enough of a gardener to be listening to a gardening talk show, you need to have this because it will tell you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray the plants that you're growing in your landscape and garden. Hundreds of bullets, month by month, it has bullets telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray. 10,000 words, 60,000 characters, hundreds of bullets. And the prettiest photos that I took in the last have taken in the last 12 months. 12 photos, 12 months. I take about 20,000 photographs a year, and I save the best for the calendar. It's my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. You get it at one-third savings by buying it today before 11 with a one-year new or renewal subscription to the best regional gardening magazine in America, as designated by others. Every word of it written just for Texas, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, 27th year of the magazine. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. The total price is $38.95, but you must call before 11 today. If you want it there by Christmas, you really need to call us today. There will be no additional postage charge over and above the base rate if you call today before 11. It's 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. That did not play properly, and I'd like to tell you just a little bit right now about Baylor Medical Center at McKinney. This is Baylor McKinney at 5252 West University Drive. That's at Lake Forest. Baylor's newest medical center, it's in McKinney, is conducting an orthopedic seminar on December 11 from 6 to 7. The seminar is presented by Dr. Donald Azumba, and he will be discussing freedom from knee and hip pain. You know what? I'll bet he'll have a lot of people because that is a common issue. Those are knee and hip pain. Dr. Azumba is board-certified, fellowship-trained surgeon specializing in sports medicine and joint replacement surgery. His particular interest is in disorders and injuries affecting the shoulder, hip, and knee. Dr. Azumba has served as team physician for professional, collegiate, and high school sports teams. Baylor McKinney is proud to host him, and that will be coming up on December 11 from 6 until 7. Please join Dr. Azumba in the Independent Bank Auditorium at Baylor McKinney, located northwest corner of Lake Forest and Highway 380 in McKinney. Now, if you want a virtual tour or for more information, go to BaylorHealth.com/McKinney, BaylorHealth.com/McKinney, or call 800-422-9567. My wife proudly serves on the board of Baylor McKinney. We're proud of our association with Baylor Healthcare Systems. The Baylor McKinney campus is 469,000 square feet. It's a full-service hospital. It offers access to medical and surgical services. Baylor Medical Center at McKinney, that's on West University Drive, US 380 at Lake Forest. Baylor McKinney. If you enjoy my program, it surely would mean a lot to me if you'd let our fine advertisers know, because that's how they're sure that their investment in this program is a good one. It's sponsors like Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, 204 North Galloway, 972-288-7537. On the web, DixonBrothers.com, DICKSON. And Half Price Books. On the web, it's HPB.com, 20 Metroplex locations of Half Price Books.
Creative Water Gardens offers comprehensive installation and cleaning services for your water garden. With a full line of water garden supplies, pumps, filters, pond liners, and much more, Creative Water Gardens will help you create and maintain your own private oasis. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and closed on Sundays and Mondays, and closed on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. For more information, call them at 972-271-1411 or visit their website at creativewatergardens.net.
All right, great place. Let me tell you about Advanced Foundation Repair right now. These are leaders in the foundation repair industry, and they have been so since I started doing ads for them in 1995. I don't know when they founded, but I've been doing ads now for 17 years, and proudly so. They've worked for us at our home and at my magazine office once each place, and so I have seen them work on a slab foundation. I have seen them do their work on pier and beam, and they're stellar in both respects. When they do the job, it is guaranteed for the lifetime of that dwelling. As long as it's used as a home, that warranty is in effect. It's transferable owner to owner to owner. That's pretty commendable. And they were the first ever to do that. They've pioneered a lot of the techniques, the processes by which foundations are repaired. They're all about integrity. One of the things that a lot of people have called to me is to say, Neil, thank you for that referral on the air to your sponsor, Advanced Foundation Repair. I called. They came out. They said, well, you don't have foundation problems. Good news. Here's our card. Call if you think you do in the future. And people have said, I can't imagine that they told me that because I was ready for a really expensive repair job. Even when they do have to do repairs, I've had another set of calls from people, many of them my friends. I didn't know they were calling Advanced Foundation Repair, and when they have called, they've said, wow, they were about half the cost of the other two bids that I got. Advanced Foundation Repair, foundationrepairs.com on the web, foundationrepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. One more time, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. We go to Dale in Leonard. Dale, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you, sir?
Well, every summer when I have to irrigate my Reliance grapes, they develop chlorosis. Is there anything I can do to prevent that from happening?
Well, you need
to growing in a prepared bed of sandy loam soil and compost.
Right. The first thing I'm going to tell you is that I am not the world expert on grapes. We have a man who is, and he will be on the air with me Super Bowl Sunday morning, as he always is. That's Dr. George Ray McEachern from Texas A&M. There are a lot of things online through Aggie Horticulture on grape production. I did a search when I saw I had a little time in one of the prior breaks, and I queued up on my laptop a couple of the websites. Actually, when I said, how do you control?
Hey, y'all, I'm Carla Ferrer.
Wow. How do you control chlorosis on grapes in alkaline soil in Texas? And it went to the plant disease handbook, which I thought was interesting. But anyway, there is a grape growers handbook. There are a lot of things available to you through Texas A&M. But listen on Super Bowl Sunday and call George Ray with the question. Now, to the point, if you are adding iron, that chlorosis is an iron deficiency. And if you add iron sulfate or chelated iron, that should control it. And a couple times during the growing season ought to be all that you would need to do. In that respect, they're not a lot different than trying to control iron deficiency on azaleas or on wisterias or some of the other plants that show it. Sometimes these plants grow so rapidly that they outgrow their ability to take up the iron, even in acidic soils or neutral soils.
What is it about the irrigation water that makes it so pronounced?
Well, it may be very alkaline. It may be very alkaline.
The water itself is alkaline?
It could be. That's what I don't know. There's a lot that I don't know. And let's see, you're in Leonard. Yeah, I'll bet the water. What is your lake source for your irrigation water? Or is it
actually well water?
Well water. Have a water well test run, or contact the county extension office and ask what the typical pH of well water is. The irrigation water that most of us use in Collin County, you're Fannin, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Just call the county agent office in Bonham and ask them what the well water would likely be. But Leonard, Blue Ridge, Collin County. Some of the water is 9.0 or above. It's extremely alkaline, and that ties up the iron. It's there, but it becomes insoluble. I don't know that that's the case. And Dale, where I'm letting you down, or could be, is there may be a disease that has very typical iron chlorosis symptoms. And that's what since you are growing these in more than just one vine in a backyard, that's where I want to make sure we get you to the best expert there is. Your county extension office in Bonham could also put you more quickly in contact with Dr. McEachern if you wish. He works for A&M.
Yeah, as soon as it rains, whenever it does rain, if it's a substantial rain, it'll clear up and it'll start turning green again.
Yeah, I'll bet you have highly alkaline water, and it might be that you could add some kind of an acidifying agent to the irrigation water. I'm over my head. I am way over my head, Dale. I would not trust my answer. If I were you, I would not trust it. I would say, all right, he's given me something to go on, but he's admitting he's a rookie on this, and I am, because fruit is not my specialty, especially this kind of a really specialized question. It's a great question.
So
I
didn't know the water could be that alkaline.
Water
That's
is more
information.
Water in the Metroplex is more alkaline than the soil is.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Is. Yep. Good deal. Thanks for the call. Good luck with them, and thank you. I appreciate your trust. I'm sorry I didn't come through too well. Let me tell you about North Haven Gardens right now, and invite you to get to North Haven today. I was out there last Sunday for a pen sale. I'll be out there, again next Sunday for a pen sale, and they are just great. They're just great. The weather has been perfect to plant. North Haven Gardens has healthy and gorgeous trees. You can either plant this afternoon, or you could save them and to plant them later. They have everything you could want. They always have beautiful trees, shrubs, perennials, and color in stock. Apples, pears, figs, and so many more. Herbs. They have all kinds of herbs. They have kale, chard, mustard green, cilantro, dill, fennel, rosemary. Lots of edibles that can be planted and seeded through the winter. Trees and shrubs, pyracanthus, spring bouquet, viburnum, succulents, nandinas, roses, and many, many more plants. They also have hellebores. They're the nursery I was talking about a minute ago with Jimmy Turner that has always had hellebores. Well, in the last many years, they have beard tongue and dianthus and many more. Pansies, violas, cyclamen, and poppies, you bet, for instant container color, patio color, entryway color. Fresh Christmas trees, wreaths, garland, door swags, all the natural accessories you could want to decorate your home. And fresh plants as gifts are wonderful. We bought one last week for some friends. So North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road. They're between Hillcrest and Central Expressway. I think the world of them. They are just a fabulous nursery, a fabulous family. The Pincus family have been friends of mine for 42 years. I've watched John grow up. Now he's the owner manager, and he has children, and you know, I'm not sure if they're grandchildren. Ralph and Muriel have been married 72 years, the founders. 71 years, I'm sorry, I misspoke. NHG.com, 7700 North Haven Road, North Haven Gardens between Hillcrest and Central Expressway in North Dallas.
The 24-hour newsroom, the 24-hour traffic watch, and the weather from meteorologist Brad Barton. It's all here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
To prevent myself from setting a record of late arrival at the newscast, I'm going to do a very truncated version of my landscape school ad. We are sponsored by Encore Azaleas and the Southern Living Plant Collection, and by Rubel's Plants of Dallas. And we appreciate all of our sponsors. The landscape school will be all day Saturday, January 26th at the Plano Center. We'll teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale. We'll teach you all kinds of things. And Jimmy Turner from the Arboretum and Stephen Shambly from Shandor Gardens will join me in teaching all day. Then our consultation will be two weeks later, February 9 or 10 at North Haven Gardens. We just mentioned that to you. We've hired people from all over the state to come in to act as your consultants to help you finish your landscape plan. $199 one person, $239 two people from the same household. You need to register. It always sells out. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11. Same number you use for the calendar offer, 1-800-752-4769. Time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom and Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. We may actually go over the cliff. We'll tell you how that's going to happen right after we check our traffic and weather and the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Clouds early, clearing through the afternoon. It's going to be windy too. Temperatures up near 70, and then we will fall throughout the rest of the afternoon with winds out of the northwest, 20 to 30 miles an hour. Cloudy and windy tonight. Slight chance for snow flurries, 32 for the low. Tomorrow is sunny with a few clouds and gusty winds and a high of 47. Down to the upper 20s on Monday night, and for Tuesday, sunny with a high of around 50. It is cloudy right now, 67 degrees in Arlington. It's 69 degrees in Love Field, 63 degrees in Fort Worth, 66 degrees at DFW Airport. Now check of WBAP's 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
On the Dallas side, many participating this morning in the Dallas Marathon. Right now, that is primarily affecting portions of Cedar Springs and Turtle Creek Boulevard. Also Mockingbird and downtown portions of Main, Griffin, and Lamar streets. Over in Fort Worth, watch for a road work, and that is reported along southbound I-35W at Highway 121. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Well, the fiscal cliff is around the corner, and on January 1st, automatic spending cuts and higher taxes for everyone go into effect if Congress cannot reach a budget compromise. George Stephanopoulos believes the U.S. may just go over that edge.
I think there's a very good chance that they actually do go over the cliff, at least for a few days at the beginning of the year, and then that galvanizes everything and they finally are able to come to a deal.
An unidentified spokesman for the Korean Committee for Space Technology tells North Korea's state-run news agency scientists considering readjusting the timing of a controversial long-range rocket launch. It had been slated for liftoff as early as tomorrow. And two Republican House members in Louisiana faced off, forced by redistricting to run against one another. Charles Bustani won a fifth term by handily defeating his fellow Republican incumbent and Tea Party favorite Jeff Landry in that runoff election. Looking for a high today of 70 degrees, it is 69 degrees at DFW Airport. The WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
The grassy knoll is no longer a grassy knoll. They're going to make it more like what it was. All in preparation for the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination. Coming up on the Monday night Chris Kroc show at 10:30. Is this going in the right direction? Is this the right thing to do? We're going to get into that. And what Dallas has gone through since the assassination. Were we right to kind of hide it from or not shine a spotlight on it? That's coming up on the Monday night Chris Kroc show at 10:30. The show starts at 8 every night on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
It's the best Christmas gift, a copy of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar with 10,000 words telling you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. A huge amount of information, a beautiful calendar, and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. All of it just $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and much more. Visit their website, busybees.com, to learn more about bed bug detecting dogs Alfie and Trapper. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. For more information, call toll-free at 1-800-INSECTS or visit them at busybees.com. That's B-I-Z-Z-Y-B-E-E-S.
Good people. Let me tell you now about the great things going on at Dalworth Clean. Invite you to contact them because nobody will do you a better job on your carpets. And, you know, I'm going to do the same thing I did in their first ad 2 hours ago, and that is I'm going to go nuts. Dalworth Fine Floors came to our office a week ago Friday. And then they also came back on Monday, and they brought the carpet on Monday. Oh, my goodness. It is all glorious. That's just a great company. What a wonderful resource. Dalworth Fine Floors. Now, when I say you can rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, or even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs, they can do all the cleaning and resurfacing of hardwood floors, all of that. But if you need a new floor surface of any of those things, that's where Dalworth Fine Floors kicks in. They're not at the same location. Their service business is 10 miles away, and they serve the entire North Texas area. They are just the best. They're the best. They're the best on carpet cleaning, just plain old-fashioned carpet cleaning, $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth cleaned. But when it's beyond cleaning, that's when you call Dalworth Fine Floors. You can access everything about this by calling their main number, 214 or 817, then Metro 267-8433, and listen to how cheerfully they answer that phone. 214 or 817-267-8433. And they work 6 days a week. You can call tomorrow morning, or you can book online at dalworth.com for additional savings. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Steve, very, very much. Quick reminder now, once again, that this afternoon at 1:30, I'm going to be at Shades of Green Nursery with the pens that I make as a fundraiser for Serenity High. If you've just tuned in, have no clue what I'm talking about, I've been turning pens for 17 years. Serenity High is the nation's only public high school that's a recovery high school for kids who've been successful at drug and alcohol rehab and then been advised not to go back into their old school environments. It's a wonderful school. Graduation at Serenity for the fall semester is this coming Thursday, and that's always a really emotional, wonderful day. So that's the reason for the pens, and I'll show you all the pens at 1:30 exactly. I'll stay there as long as I have customers. There's no guaranteed amount of time that I'll be there. Shades of Green is in Frisco on Coit Road, 2 miles north of Highway 121. I'll have wood from the Century Oak and the Battle at A&M, the Battle Oaks at UT, Live Oak from TCU, Ash from SMU, Old Main Oak from Baylor, that's historic, the Ohio State University Library, Cart Oak, Treaty Oak from Austin, Grounds of the Alamo, National Champion Mesquite, Goose Island Oak, the biggest live oak in Texas and the oldest tree in the state. And it just goes on and on. Olive from Bethlehem, mahogany given to me by Byron Nelson, wood from the Texas State Capitol. I'm leaving some things out. I'll have all those at Shades of Green this afternoon at 1:30. And then tomorrow afternoon, same deal at Covington Nursery. Shades of Green today at 1:30 in Frisco, Coit Road, 2 miles north of 121. And then tomorrow, Covington Nursery in Rowlett. It is the northbound access road of George Bush, about 100 yards north of Highway 66, Lakeview Parkway. All proceeds go to Serenity High in McKinney. Gary and Keller, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil. How's it going?
It's just super duper. How can I help you?
Well, first of all, I got your calendar in the mail yesterday. Outstanding job.
Thank you.
Me and the wife, in the near future, will be moving to East Texas, Lake Fork, Wood County area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to good old black gumbo in this part of the world, so we're going from that to sand. Is there anything I need to do to prepare the beds? Or is the native soil just good, just plant?
Well, the native soil is good. Most people would rather have the sand than the clay just because of the ease of working with it. But it will not hold moisture. It will not hold nutrition very well. And that's why we add organic matter to sandy soils. We add organic matter to clay soils to help loosen the soils. We add different types of organic matter to sandy soil so that they'll hold water and nutrients better. Organic matter would be things like sphagnum peat moss, compost, rotted manure, shredded tree leaves, bark mulch, things like that added into the soil. And so I would do that, and you have to replenish that every time you rework the beds. But otherwise, you're gonna love gardening.
Oh yeah, I mean, you plant stuff in East Texas and it grows pretty much.
Sure.
I knew I needed to do something because it's just pretty much, it's not like a beach, but it's sand. So.
Right.
How deep do you think need to work that into the soil?
For annuals and perennials, 12 to 15 inches. For shrubs, for small shrubs, 15 to 24 inches, 15 to 18 inches. For anything larger than a 5 to 6 foot tall or taller shrub, or for all shade trees, you don't want to worry with it because they're going to outgrow it anyway.
Okay.
You can do it.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Christine in Millsap. Christine, this is Neil. I hope I can help you. You've been waiting a long time. I've been trying to think a little bit. How can I help?
Well, I was curious about the arbor sculpture and if there were any courses in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that are available.
Well, rather than have Charlie Trudeau, my screener, say that Neil doesn't have a clue, I thought I'd let you explain it on the air, and maybe somebody will call and say, oh, I know exactly what she wants. Tell me what you're trying to accomplish. You're trying to learn how to build an arbor, and what material are you talking about? When you say sculpture, what are you talking about?
Well, I would like to take trees and shrubs and form and graft them into works of art.
All right, so you're talking about living natural arbors that you would develop.
Yes, sir.
I don't know of any class that I've ever heard of that teaches that. I think you're going to be better off, perhaps. I may be wrong, and if somebody knows of a class, we have a couple of open lines at 800-288-WBAP. You're welcome to call and tell us, 800-288-9227. I think you're more likely to find that online. My friend Steve Hauser with Arborological Services has done research and teaches classes on Indian marker trees. The Native Americans would twist and contort trees and leave them to in place so that they could find their way through. They were their landmarks. And that's not a lot dissimilar than what you're trying to do to get the plants to grow properly. But you're going to have to choose the right plants to start with. They'll have to be supple. They'll have to be fast enough and in growth and form that you can do what you need. I'm out of my element on this one. I was looking at something else online. It looks like an interesting web search. I'll bet there's going to be some help online for you.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm out here actually off the Brazos, and I was thinking about using to practice with some baby cottonwood.
That's a possibility. What are you going to do when their trunks get to 2 feet in diameter? I'm sorry. I couldn't pass that up. But, you know, that's not a bad opportunity because they grow quickly and they are really supple. That's really a pretty good choice. I don't know how ornamental pears would do if you really, really trained them from the outset. You may have the best idea. Let's see what others say. If you're going to use cottonwoods, it's going to have to be a big structure. Because
I'm on 5 acres, so I've got one pasture that I'm looking at.
Well, that will be interesting. Please keep me updated on it. I'm sorry that I am a deer in the headlights on this one.
Okay, I will, and thank you so much.
I love the question. I love the call, and I hope somebody will either post on my Facebook page at Neil Sperry that information, or I hope you'll look there and kind of watch that, and maybe we can find. If I find anything, I'll put it there for you.
Yes, sir. I will definitely keep my eye on it.
Thank you, Christine. Benny and Canton, you're going to be coming up after our last break, and we will help you, I promise you, sir. Let me tell you right now about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You get to a point where you say, okay, this is the last ad I'm going to do until we're just about 9 days away from Christmas, and so it really would be better if you would call between now and 11 and take advantage of this offer. It's my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. Now, we have printed fewer calendars this year by 1,000, actually about 1,500, just because I want to make sure I don't have any left over. I had a few hundred last year, and I said, you know what, just not going to do that again. It's not much fun to recycle them, and I don't cut the price. I promise you that the price you pay now is never going to be cut lower after Christmas, so there's no point in waiting. You need to get them while I have them. The 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar tells you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It's a beautiful wall calendar. But now at the bottom of the grid page is all of that information, bullet by bullet by bullet, hundreds of bullets. You get the calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sprays Gardens Magazine between now and 11 o'clock at 10 minutes from now. Call right now. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed. 30th annual gardening calendar, my 27th year with our magazine. All of that for just $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. If you want it as a Christmas gift, let our staff know when you call through. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. Now for the holidays, WhizQ Stone has Christmas lights. These lights are spectacular, just like the holiday displays in downtown Fort Worth and the Chesapeake Plaza. You can fully customize your holiday decor this season with professional-grade, top-quality Christmas lights. LED and traditional light strands starting at 25-foot up to 2,000-foot rolls. Retrofit bulbs in C9 and C7 LED. They have 10 colors and many styles. And they have stakes and clips for easy installation. They also have contractor-grade greenery, such as pre-lit wreaths and garlands. You'll see a noticeable difference in the quality when compared with other outdoor Christmas lighting. WhizQ Stone is a supplier of Christmas lights, but they don't install. However, they can provide a list of installers. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, and now Christmas lights.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm a recovering drug addict. Before Serenity High, my life was a mess. I was stuck in a drug world with friends that weren't actual friends of mine. They just sold me drugs. I was punching holes in walls in my room. I was angry all the time. Serenity High is a sober school for kids that have drug problems and that have been in a rehab treatment center and don't want to have those problems again. Serenity High is a small school, and that's good because we are a family and we can be close to each other. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. On the web at serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. Now that I'm here, I've had the chance to recreate myself, recreate my relationship with my family, and it's been wonderful.
Thank you, Greg, very, very much. I enjoy interviewing the students. I'll be doing some new interviews in about a week. I lined that up with Principal Julie Ferraro last week, and sometime in the next couple of weeks you'll hear some different young men and women. And I really appreciate that. This disease struck our family. Serenity High would have been perfect for us, but it wasn't there at the time. And, you know, I find that it is a disease of secrecy, and no one wants to talk openly. It is not a reason to be shamed. I would not trade the last 17 years of my life for anything. It has made me a much better person. I attend a 12-step group called Families Anonymous every Tuesday night, and I wouldn't miss that. I promised our group last Tuesday we'll be there Christmas night. We'll be there New Year's night. It's just parents helping parents. And that's the and so I've taken a special interest in Serenity High. It's kids who want to get their lives back on track, and our family is immensely close now, and thanks to some very special people who have allowed that to happen, and most especially the person who said, you know, I'm going to make a difference. Serenity High helps teach those kids those lessons. Thank you, Julie Ferraro, and your team. That's why I make the pens. That's why I sell them. That's why I keep none of the proceeds. And that's why I'll be at Shades of Green at 1:30 today and at Covington Nursery, Shades of Green in Frisco at 1:30 today and Covington Nursery tomorrow at 4. Half-Price Books, need to tell you about them. They're great people. And you know what? They've been very supportive of Serenity High. You go into Half-Price Books this time of year, you will find all kinds of Christmas gifts. All kinds of gifts, because they have the most wonderful things. If you want to buy yourself a gift of how to prepare some fabulous recipe, their cookbook section is second to none. It's amazing. And you know, they have some vintage cookbooks, and some of those recipes are better than things that we get now. It's just great. and take a look at their rare and collectible books as well. I bought a first edition Ansel Adams a book for our son Todd, who lives in D.C., several years ago for his Christmas gift, and that was way cool, as we might say. And by the way, when you buy a $25 gift card for somebody special to you, you get a $5 gift card because you're kind of special to half-price books. So you buy $25, you get $5, and you get to spend that in the store yourself. Helpful staff, great people. Most of the things in the store, 99% of it, half price. That includes the books. It includes music. It includes videos. And by the way, they also would love to have your gently used and previously enjoyed treasures. Bring them in. They'll give you cash for them. Treat yourself today. Stop in at Half Price Books. There now are 20 in the Metroplex, 115 in 16 states nationally, and they all started right here. HPB.com, Half Price Books. HPB.com, the books are half price. The excitement comes free. Let's go to Benny in Canton. Benny, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Got a problem.
All right.
Got a 100-plus-year-old magnolia tree.
Okay.
It's about 108 inches in diameter.
Wow.
I mean, in circumference.
Yes,
sorry.
Sir.
Yeah. It's about 60 foot tall.
Okay, what's happening? I'm going to run out of time, Benny. Let me hear what's happening.
Half of it has turned brown. It's got two main branches.
All right.
The one on the east has already turned brown. The All one right. on the west is starting to turn brown.
And when did that start?
About a month ago.
All right. You need to get in touch with a certified arborist as quickly as you can. I have about half a minute. Listen very closely to me. You probably also need to involve the Plant Disease Diagnostic Laboratory at Texas A&M. The only disease that I have personally witnessed on magnolias was a disease called Nectria stem canker, N-E-C-T-R-I-A, and it behaved the way you're describing. I hope that's not what you have, but that's what needs to be ruled out first. A certified arborist would know that. Plant Disease Diagnostic Laboratory, Texas A&M, Nectria stem canker. And that's a starting point. Beyond that, I got to have more time. Thank you very, very much to Lee Risa and Charlie Trudeau. Happy gardening.